The aggravating thing is the flat-out lies. It's the news, according to me. Oh, I just had to get on here. I was going to have a try to show last night. It didn't work out. I thought maybe I could get up early this morning and have a show, but that didn't work out either. I got up early, but I went to the gym. I had enough time to do that, but I didn't have time to go to the, didn't have time to do a show. Just didn't have time for it. You know, I'm busy. I'm a busy guy. I got lots of things going on. I got to take my naps. I got to make sure my cup is clean so I can fill it up with stuff so you know what's in my cup. Everybody wants to know what's in my cup. Today, what's in my cup? Mostly sweet tea. It's becoming more diluted with sweet tea lately. I still have some apple cider. I had a little stroke there. And I had apple cider and as well as a little bit of a mixture of some V8 Fusion energy drink, which is probably getting pretty much gone now. It's probably because I've just been kind of pouring sweet tea in there. So when I go to a restaurant, I always try to get a sweet tea to go down here in Atlanta. That always seems to work pretty well. Keeps me in sweet tea for a while. Or I just go to McDonald's and get a sweet tea. I can do that too. That's because, you know, you can go. They pretty much make everything to go there. So I have, I've been listening to I get done usually about, I usually get back here to the hotel about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, typically. Just in time for the news conferences, the press briefings from Pasaki. So I have, I was listening to her talk, and they very carefully craft narrative into what they're saying. Now, if you watch when she's talking, and this has been going on for quite some time, I've been noticing several individuals. In fact, what kind of freaked me out the other day, I saw this clip of Kamala Harris. She's some big shot. I'm not sure what she does. She was in the getting interviewed. She's being asked some questions, and she was actually responding as she was looking down. I mean, I can tell when someone's reading. And she's reading from notes. Now, the notes might be cryptic. She's not reading word for word like Jen Psaki will do sometimes. With that exclusion that she throws in the ums and ahs. And by the way, that if you don't know what I'm talking about, every other word is or usually and that is a sign of, well, it's incompetence, but it's also a sign that basically stems directly from insecurity. When a person talks like that, constantly. I mean, the places where she can throw an and an ah in, mostly us. When you do this and then that. I mean, it's just, it's consistently constant. I think people are so used to hearing it that they don't even realize. I don't know if it's just become a habit to her or what it is. It's more than a habit. I'll tell you that right now. It is absolutely a deficiency in her ability to communicate. Now, and I noticed this from lots of people in politics, but she is extremely high on the scale with this whole thing. Let me just say this. I don't like where things are going with this whole Ukraine-Russia thing. Zelensky addressed Congress. Unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi was the MC for the event. She kept saying this Russian word basically, glory to Ukraine. That's what it meant in Russian. No, Nancy. No, it's I won't say that. I won't say that even about America. I won't say glory to America. Sorry. There's only one worthy of glory, and that's the only one I'm going to talk about. That's the only one I'm going to ascribe glory to. Now, I don't know. What was really disturbing was just Nancy's going off the deep end. I don't know if you've seen her most recent press conference. When a person, along with the uhs and ums, when a person is speaking, there is another thing that people will do when they are losing their ability to articulate. My tongue just gave out. The bottom half of my head is apparently done. It's just fried. To speak articulately. Be careful how you say that, because it's, you know. When they lose that ability to communicate what they want to say, they got something in their head that they want to get out and they're just losing track of what they want to say, they will overemphasize their arms and hand movements. She has been doing some very strange things lately. If you watch her at all, if you can stand to watch her at all. She waves and waggles her arms around in a way that is unsettling. Now, the other day during Biden's State of the Union address that he read to us, he didn't write it, but he read the thing, she did this thing where she put her fists together and rubbed them together like she was some kind of... It was something out of a strange storybook looking thing. What is she trying to communicate by doing that? Because she's all about the show. She's not, you know, it's all about, I'm going to tear up your script. I'm going to tear up your speech. Or I'm going to rub my fist together and just be so giddy and happy about who, look at who's our president. He's just so wonderful. I don't know what she was trying to say by doing that. I had no idea what was going on there. She kind of stood up and realized she's the only one standing up and nobody else was clapping. I think she realized she couldn't clap because nobody else was clapping. So she was just rubbing her fists together and it was kind of an awkward moment for her. She just kind of sat back down. Like as if maybe nobody will notice me. I'm just going to sit back down now, do this thing. Because she's insane. I think she's losing her mental ability. Now, I don't know what kind of medication she's on. She's old enough right now. I'm assuming she's on all kinds of medications. That's why I don't really think that she does that. I think she probably has drank a lot in the past. She probably is drinking. I don't know. I know she's been known to be a drinker. By the way, who was it that was the speaker for a while? Boehner, who was the speaker, House Speaker. And it's a serious drinking problem. Nobody ever talked about it. And this is the kind of stuff that we don't, you know, they don't talk about this on the Hill. These people are, that's all they do is they eat big parties every night. It's all about the drinks. I think the drinking has seriously messed with her, but I also think that she probably is on all kinds of medications. Now, she acts like when she messes with her, like she rolls her mouth around and tries to keep her teeth in. That's, I think that's something that's more of a reaction to pain medication. I've seen this in people who are like hooked on certain types of pain medications or are heavily dosed on pain medication. They have a tendency to have issues with their, you know, they're constantly licking their lips and doing all kinds of weird stuff with their mouth. I have a feeling that that's more what's going on there. I don't know if she's had some kind of surgery or has back problems or what she has, but I'm sorry that she does. I think that Nancy has been long overdue for retirement. And now she's going to run again. Because of the children. Let's just face it. She really needs to be. She just should have gone out in her prime. It's not going to end well for Nancy. It's disconcerting. She's number three in line for the president, by the way, for the leadership of this country. Number two is Kamala Harris. Oh my. Some of the freaky things that are happening there. This is another incompetent individual who has no confidence in her ability. Her ability to relate to and talk to she's very good at speaking in platitudes and filling gaps of space and time without answering any questions. This has been happening for when she was trying to run for president in the primary. That's why she was unliked by everybody. The only way they could get her in was by appointing her as a vice president. Of course, the only way Joe got in was because he was able to diminish the others. The news media basically were the ones that put Joe in because they thought he could win, even though he didn't. We'll digress on that one for now. More and more things are coming out about all that stuff every day. So we have these issues now with the Ukraine thing. Jen Psaki gets up there, and they're asking her questions about the COVID issue. A couple things that kind of stuck out to me about that. This one was that issue itself, but there's also an article I understand that the CDC now is saying that we might have to go back to masking again because cases are on the rise. Now, if you follow Dr. John Campbell at all and see where cases were and see where they are now, even if they've plateaued, gone down to a regular rate, that they are not on the rise at all. If you look at the past 7 days of cases, or even go back 30 days, the drop is dramatic. It is unmistakably ridiculous in how it has dropped off the charts. Now, Jen Psaki had the nerve to tell everyone that when they took over the administration, when their administration came into office, there was no plan. There was no COVID plan. They had to figure out how to do all this stuff, how to get vaccines out to people, how to get the vaccines themselves, how to get people on board doing all the distribution and all that stuff. You serious? You gotta be kidding me. This is the narrative that they're going to push now, that they did all that, there wasn't any plan in place when they took office. This is a flat out lie. They're trying to blame, their plan was, they told us, they already, well, maybe they didn't share their plan with the next administration because we were told they had a plan. What they told us was they had a plan. They were gonna crush the virus. They weren't going to shut down the country. They were going to shut down the virus. That's what we were told. That sounds like a person with a plan. And yet, under this administration, more people have died from COVID in 1 year than died the entire year that Trump was in office with COVID. Now, apparently, and again, it gets back to this whole thing of, and I've asked this question many times, has anyone ever heard that Nancy Pelosi has been positive for COVID? Has she ever been positive for COVID? Probably not. I don't know if she has or not. I'll do a quick search here while I'm talking, see if I can find anything on it. I don't believe there is. Nancy Pelosi has COVID. We'll see what happens here. Pelosi monitoring health day after she and Biden attended event with COVID positive. I think her husband had COVID, I believe is what I remember, if I remember correctly. Nancy Pelosi says she has no concern after sitting with someone worried about her having a... Of course, she won't admit it if she does. Now, you're telling me that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, who are out there among everybody around them, including Sakia, has had it. Everybody's had it. You're telling me Joe has not had it. This entire time, ever since his campaign started, ever since COVID started 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that you're telling me that Joe has not had COVID at all. He's never tested positive. He has no antibodies other than the vaccine, because the vaccine is what saved him. There's an article right here. Vaccinated Pelosi and Biden aides test positive for COVID. I think this was back in July. This article was, let's see what the date is on this thing. Yeah, July. End of July last year. And you're telling me that Nancy and Joe have never had COVID. And I'm pretty sure Pelosi's husband at one point had COVID, I believe, as well. Now, this is the kind of baloney. Now, and of course, Kamala has always tested negative. Always tested negative. Even though she's been around all these people who have COVID all the time. All the aides around her, like this, she went to this party, COVID, after meeting with Texas Democrats. Saki says she tested negative. It's always negative. Because you see, if they feel like if they test positive and they tell everybody they test positive, that means that the vaccine doesn't work. Now, the little known dirty secret right now, which is ridiculous, they're still pushing the vaccines, by the way. The little known dirty secret about this whole thing is that vaccinated individuals, with regard to Omicron, are more susceptible to Omicron than unvaccinated individuals. This is statistically the facts. At the very least, to say it conservatively, I would say, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist or a virologist. I'm not a professor of any sort. I have no doctorate degree. I'm just some guy with a microphone who has an opinion. But I happen to pay attention to people who are much more educated than I am, have all the fancy letters behind their name and all that stuff. And apparently, the numbers state that vaccinated individuals, with regard to Omicron, are extremely susceptible. In fact, the numbers would say that even if you've had the booster, two shots and the third shot, I'm not going to call it a booster, I'm going to call it a third shot. They are talking about pushing for fourth shots now, and they're not talking about changing the vaccine at all. But it is absolutely ineffective. In fact, maybe worse for you with regard to Omicron, with regard to your ability to test negative. In other words, to not get it. Now, some people get it and don't even know it. They have no symptoms. And that's really what we need to be finding out, is who has had it, who tests positive, because you can't catch it. I can't always catch it. It's who has had it. Who has the antibodies? Just a whole lot of things out here that are still questions. The numbers that Dr. John Campbell had shown were that if you had all three boosters, all three shots, that you were more than three times likely to get Omicron. The rate was just as high, if not higher, as someone who had not been vaccinated. I kind of said that wrong. There are three times more people in the studies that were done. It's kind of hard to explain this because of the numbers of people who were tested who had been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and those who had not been vaccinated who had over Omicron. Well, let's just put it this way. The numbers of people, there were three times as many people who showed up with Omicron who had been vaccinated than there were unvaccinated. But when you look at the numbers of individuals, the per capita rate, among the per capita, it was 1.25, 1.2%, I think, something like that, greater chance that if you were vaccinated, you were going to get Omicron than if you were unvaccinated. That's what the numbers suggest. Now, symptoms, let's not get that confused with the symptoms that you have. These are the people who've been tracked and traced, that symptoms may be less if you've been vaccinated. That is still a possibility. Delta, that was absolutely true. Omicron, it's the jury's still out on that. There's no peer-reviewed study on that yet. Delta, absolutely, you had a better chance of survival if you were vaccinated. Don't get confused here. People who've been vaccinated have still died from COVID. Don't think for a minute that there's no deaths from COVID because of you're vaccinated. That has absolutely happened. There are some studies right now that are very concerning, very alarming. There's a couple of doctors that have been really watching some of the data. I don't know these doctors from a hole in the ground. I don't know what credentials they have. All I know is that they've written some articles. I don't know that they've been peer-reviewed. But the initial studies that they have put out there and have been actually posted by some very credible news organizations would indicate or suggest that there are two issues that are coming up with the vaccines. One is an alarming increase in liver problems. Extremely alarming, as in it's a degenerative issue that is apparently like there's no reversing it. They can't find a way to reverse it. And some of these people have had this issue. Of course, the other one is the heart issues. And we've seen recently there was a 52-year-old individual in the Australian government, young lady who just died of a heart attack, just unexpectedly. Fully vaccinated, of course. A lot of high-profile people have died from heart attack, heart issues. They were not that old. A lot of ball players, a lot of athletes have dropped dead on the field. While they're playing. And and there are a lot of people who have had incidences and issues. Now, how many people have had issues and incidences that we're not being told about? Those who are high profile, of course we see those. And of course they never associate that with any kind of issue with the vaccines. They don't want to do that. It's just, this person just, unexpectedly died. The long-term effects are what really concern me most for most people. I'm really concerned for most people in that respect. What's going to be happening over the next year or two with regard to long-term effects of this thing, especially if there's a liver issue. Your liver is extremely important in terms of your blood quality and all kinds of other things within your body system, your way your body filters things out and, its ability to help your immune system is huge. And there are some actual studies that also show that immunity against cancer may be decreasing. This is not good news with regard to the whole thing. Now, I'm not stating that this has to be this way. I'm not trying to speak something into existence for my friends that believe that that can happen. If that is the case, then I have some real issues with that kind of theology. But I have, I do know the, you know, the facts. You know, I'm not, I was just telling somebody this the other day. I was talking to somebody. You know, am I a pessimist or a realist? Or am I a pessimist or an optimist? I guess those are the two. And I said, I'm a realist. If the glass is half empty or half full, which is it? I would say it's completely full, half full of water and half full of air. Let's talk about science and let's talk about reality. Now, obviously, I still have an opinion about things. Nobody's immune to their opinions. You'll still have an opinion about whether or not you consider it to be a good thing and it's half full of water or a good thing and it's half full of air. Maybe you need to breathe and you'd like to have that air. Maybe you're thirsty and you'd like to have the water. Either way, you need both to live. So it's one of those things where, you know, maybe you're happy or sad about the fact that there's a glass that's sitting there with half full. Maybe you wanted it to be full of water, and it's not. Maybe you're upset that it's half full of water because you really needed a glass to put your orange juice in. I don't know. My bumper music's coming in and interrupting me now, so... Again, I'm probably going to have a show tonight. I'm kind of well-rested now. I'm expecting to have a show tonight, but I'm going to go work out again this afternoon because I'm an old man. I need to work out. And I'm going to have some supper, and I might do a show. Who knows? Maybe I'll just take a nap. Sounds better. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. Appreciate you all.